Nolte, Kelly Osbourne rips Prince Harry as fucking teat. By John Nolte on June 21, 2023. Kelly Osbourne gleefully tore into Prince Harry as a fucking twat who's always whining and complaining. Methinks the worm has finally turned against the Harry, Meg. During an appearance on the I've Had It podcast with Jennifer Welch and Angie Pump Sullivan, Osbourne was asked her opinion of the Duke of Sussex and unleashed both barrels. "I think Harry's a fucking twat, I do," she said. "He's a whining, complaining, woe is me, I'm the only one that's ever had mental problems. My life was so hard. Everybody's fucking life is hard," she added. "You were the prince of a goddamn country who dressed up as a fucking Nazi, and now you're trying to come back as the Pope? Suck it." The dressing as a Nazi comment refers to then-20-year-old Harry's appearance at a costume party dressed as a Nazi. He later declared that decision one of the biggest mistakes of my life. "Yeah, well, wait till he begins to look back on how he smeared his family, including his ailing grandparents, for fame and money. If he ever matures into a good man, that Nazi costume regret will look like peanuts." At this point, you are probably wondering why anyone would care what Kelly Osbourne has to say about anything. Hear me out here. It was only a little over 2 years ago that the Duke and Duchess of No Talent were so untouchable Piers Morgan was ousted from his co-hosting gig on Good Morning Britain for criticizing them. It was only 6 months ago when Jeremy Clarkson was forced to issue a groveling apology for criticizing the Harry, Meg. From where I sit, it is now open season on these two, a season that is long overdue. Osbourne doesn't want to lose her spot at the celebrity trough, and she still felt perfectly comfortable tearing into Harry like there's no tomorrow. That's what I find so interesting. And she's not the only one. Last week, Spotify not only dumped the Harry Meg, but one of its podcasters and executives, Bill Simmons, tore into them as fucking grifters. Neither Osbourne nor Simmons have faced any kind of pushback. Last year, Simmons probably would have been fired. ESPN leftist Stephen Smith also tore into the Harry Meg. "If Prince Harry and the Duchess of Sussex ain't complaining about the royal family, I don't know if anybody cares what they have to say," he said on his podcast. "I'm not trying to dog Meghan, like she doesn't have any talent or anything like that," he added. "But what I'm saying is, you don't really care what they have to say unless they're insulting their family." Even the far-left Daily Beast ripped the Harry Meg by adding a true that tag to the Smith story. "Live by click whoredom, die by click whoredom." That's all that's happening here. The Harry Meg cashed in knowing they could make millions selling out their own families to America's click whores like Oprah, Netflix, and Spotify. But now that the Harry Meg is out of smears and lies, the only Harry Meg money left to be made in click whoresville comes from the backlash against these two. What Prince Harry and Meghan Markle did is, without question, one of the most grotesque and morally illiterate acts in a culture filled with grotesque, morally illiterate acts. Unless your brother is the Unabomber or something, you do not stab your own family in the back, no matter how justifiably angry you might be. Family is family. You don't lie for anyone, including family. But if that's the dilemma, you keep your mouth shut. The Harry Meg is even worse. They use the corporate media and this disgusting cultural moment to unfairly smear their own family as racist and did so knowing their grandparents were aging, sick, and frail.